Yeah.
Don't tell your friends.
Don't tell your friends.
Back to go with her neck tat. Respect that old bitch. She ain't like that. She left that. Drop one tape, two tape.
Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Elite Nasheed, also known as King Flex. I'm glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up some good game as we always do every week. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the call-in number. And what we're going to do, family, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. And we will be right back after these messages right here on Tariq Elite Radio Show. So y'all don't move a muscle. A lot of good stuff we got to talk about tonight, man. A lot of good stuff. So we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Have you noticed that men's clothing options these days have become very redundant? Have you grown tired of putting your hard-earned money into clothing brands that lack quality and have no creativity to your style? Well, that can be fixed right now with the brand new clothing line called Intrepid Genius. That clothing line will fill those clothing gaps, and it will have you looking very, very fly in the process. Check out their website right now at intrepidgenius.com. That's I-N-T-R-E-P-I-D genius.com. Are you an aspiring entrepreneur but you have difficulties coming up with good ideas? Then check out this amazing new ebook called 50 Business Ideas for Young Black Entrepreneurs. In this guide, you'll learn how to build and promote your own mobile app business, you'll learn how to use social media to promote your business, and you will learn how to write detailed business plans to ensure success. Go to lowcostblackbusiness.com to get started. That's lowcostblackbusiness.com. Look, everybody, stop what you're doing right now and go to legendarymix.com. If you are a recording artist, if you're a producer, if you simply have a friend that needs help with their music, then this message is for you. Legendary Mix is the number one online mixing and music mastering service on the net. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering while prices are still low. Clients rate them as number one as the online music service. With over 13 years of production experience, they will deliver top-quality results with great turnaround times. Contact LegendaryMix.com today. Mention Tariq Radio and save 10% off on your first order. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email legendarymix1@gmail.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Sandra. Because you're a hoe.
Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed, glad to have everybody tuning in on this wonderful midweek. I don't want to date the show because people listen to my shows and they listen to the archives, and a lot of times people don't even know what year the game was spit. So I like to keep the shows universal and timeless, so I don't like to time the shows. But we're here in this day and age, and we're here in the future too, goddammit. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up game. Don't forget, man, if you guys haven't got Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, you are slipping. Get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com right now and get your Hidden Colors t-shirts. That's at TariqElite.com. A lot of folks in the chat room right now. Also, by the way, update on the Morris app, because I'm in Facebook jail again, like a lot of people. But we're going to do some beta testing on the Morris app probably Monday, next Monday. So all my people in the chat room, you will be some of the first people to do some of the beta testing. And it's not going to be all the features. They're just going to release some of the features right now because they're still working on stuff. But just the basic gist of the site will be ready on iTunes, I think, this coming Monday. That's what we're going for. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. And let me get into what the topic is tonight. Tonight I want to talk about the dangers of shea butter Twitter. We're talking about shea butter Twitter. And now shea butter Twitter, for those who don't know, shea butter Twitter consists of pretend fake non-feminist. These people who pretend to be feminists, black feminists in particular, but they're not really feminists whatsoever. They're not feminists whatsoever. That's just a code. That's just a cloak they cover themselves with in name. But by action and anything else, they are not feminists whatsoever. If they cloak themselves as black feminists, which they're not, and you criticize them, they will try to pretend that you're criticizing feminism when you're really not. You're criticizing their shady shea butter actions. And that's why we call them shea butter Twitter, because the only thing black that they appreciate is the use of shea butter. Some of them might even sell shea butter, but they're just shea butter chicks. They don't give a shit about nothing black, nobody black. They can't stand black men. They don't like other black women. The objective for the shea butter pretend black feminists is to gain favor with white mommy and white daddy. They're all minions of white mommy and white daddy. And I have been telling you guys about shea butter Twitter and these pretend black feminists for the longest. And they're really active on Twitter. And there's a very small number of them. It's not even a lot of them. They do not represent black women whatsoever. And that's another thing. When you criticize them, they jump up and start trying to hide behind all black women and say, oh, you're downing black women. No, no, no. The average black woman cannot stand the shea butter Twitter females, because black women know the deal. And this is what I don't like. I don't like how the shea butter Twitter users try to utilize and come at black women in general like black women are stupid, like black women don't know how to think for themselves. They don't know how to look, engage, and see that certain people are trying to use them as pawns. They really insult the intelligence of the average black woman. And shea butter Twitter, they are the minions of white supremacists. They do and say whatever the white supremacists tell them. They pretend to criticize white supremacy every blue moon, but let a white man or a white woman walk in the room, they melt like butter. They're only going to do so much criticizing. Because understand, there's not an independent bone in their body. The reason why they throw black people, in particularly black men, under the bus is so that they can gain favor with white supremacy. They are very dangerous, and we've been warning you about them for years. And shea butter Twitter, whenever the white supremacists are coming after a black celebrity, particularly a black male, they always, always, always send shea butter Twitter out first to smear that black person. This is what we've been seeing with the Nate Parker slander. Understand, they sent shea butter Twitter out first to slander Nate Parker. So now the mainstream white media, they're now slandering him and trying to blacklist him and punish him for making a revolutionary movie about Nat Turner. Same thing with Bill Cosby. They sent shea butter Twitter out to shade Bill Cosby before the white supremacists snuck on in there with all of their lawsuits and money that they're trying to skim from Cosby, that they're not going to share one dime with anybody black. That's another thing. With Bill Cosby, you know, and his court date has been set for 2017, June. He's going to court, and they're about to rob Bill Cosby. They're about to take all Bill Cosby's money, or as much of his money as possible. They're about to rob Cosby. They've broken all types of laws and rules to get that money. There were sealed documents where Cosby paid off people to make the shit go away, and the documents were supposed to be sealed. They reopened in them the documents anyway after he paid the people off. I mean, this is white supremacy. They do whatever they want with us. When black folks understand that, we'll be straight. Ain't no laws that protect us. None. Ain't no statutes of limitations with us. With black folks, they tell us, hey, why don't y'all niggas stop living in the past? You niggas need to stop living in the past. God. I mean, come on. Live in the now. Live in the future. But they dug back half a damn century to find elderly, decrepit-ass white women who said that Bill Cosby touched their titty back in 1962. They had no problem digging back in history a half a fucking century, punishing somebody based on what happened, or they said what happened, in the 60s. So we're going to go that route. We need to start filing lawsuits against all the shit that happened to our parents, some of y'all black folks who were alive during the 60s. Let's all file some damn lawsuits. If we're going to start digging in the past, if they're going to set a precedent by punishing Bill Cosby based on what happened half a damn century ago, and opening up sealed documents and all this stuff. But I digress. But the point is, they used Shea Butter Twitter to throw dirt on Cosby, and also to try to shame anybody who spoke up for Cosby or spoke out against the white supremacist agenda. Notice that whenever black folks, whenever we speak out against white supremacy in favor of a black person who's trying to get some sort of justice, Shea Butter Twitter will come out like the watchdogs of the white supremacists and start saying shit like, well, if you're supporting Cosby, you're supporting rape. Are you a rape supporter? And if you call out the white supremacist agenda behind Nate Parker, well, are you a rape supporter supporting Nate Parker? This is Shea Butter Twitter saying this. And understand this, most of Shea Butter Twitter, these are broke, bummy little writers who are interns. Most of them are professional interns. And I've talked about this many times on this show, and I just want y'all to feel me. Most of them are broke-ass professional interns. They got to open their butt cheeks to get jobs at the Huffington Post, and that's their ultimate goal. If they shit on enough black people, there's a writing job in the future for them, especially the men. That's why a lot of Shea Butter Twitter has some dudes in it, and most of them are these Gay Lives Matter dudes. You know, look at some of the dudes connected with Shea Butter Central, like Ebony. Ebony Magazine Now, that's Shea Butter Central, and that's run by Jamila Lemieux, who's one of the Shea Butter leaders. And a lot of the Shea Butter Twitter people write for Ebony for free. You know, they try to write for free to get their resume up and shit on enough black people so they can get that big Huffington Post job or that Time Warner job somewhere. And a lot of the dudes are Gay Lives Matter dudes, and they have their little blogs. What's that? It's one blog that Very Smart Brothers, they always write little janky shit about me. That's them Gay Lives Matter niggas who tries to be witty. They're mad fucking corny, goofy fuckboy niggas. They're part of that whole Shea Butter shit too. They lay up under those Shea Butter chicks like little hyena niggas. You know, hyenas are run by the scavenger women. You know, the hyenas are dictated and run by women. And when you see niggas who are run by women, you follow women around and the women got you doing their little dirty work and you got to follow their lead. That's hyena nigga shit. That makes you a scavenger. But you have a lot of the shea butter Twitter who do a lot of their smear campaigns on Twitter, and we underestimate how dangerous they can be. And we've been warning you about them for the longest, and now a brother from Ferguson, who's in St. Louis, a brother named Darren Seals. This brother was an activist out in Ferguson in St. Louis when all the Mike Brown stuff went down. Darren Seals, very good brother. Darren Seals was killed yesterday. This brother was killed in a very suspicious and mysterious way. This brother was shot and burned up in a car. This ain't the typical dusty black on black crime bullshit. Nah. This looked like some, it looked like a damn mafia hit, but it's something that I don't think some other street dude or street person was involved in. But our brother Darren Seal died, and Darren Seal was a good brother, man. His name on Twitter was King D. Seals. Now, Darren Seals was a follower of mine. The brother followed me, respected my work. I respected that brother and the stuff he did out there in Ferguson, in St. Louis. If you go look at his page, man, the brother, he hits me up almost every day, man. We would chop it up all the time. Good fucking brother, man. I hate to see a real one get taken out, man. That shit hurts my heart to see a real one, a rider, get taken out. And again, you look at my brother's page, man. He hits me up and retweets my stuff almost every day, man. And we chopped up some real good game, man. But the shit that happened to our brother, let me say this, man. He knew something was going on. The brother tweeted a few months ago that some detectives, about 10 detectives, pulled up on him and his cousin with guns, and they told him, hey man, you better choose your enemies wisely. They were like low-key threatening the dude. Not even low-key. So my man complained about a lot of the harassment he would get from law enforcement out there, because the brother was active, man. This brother, he was out there in the streets. He would go to city council meetings. That was a very, very well-respected brother out there in Ferguson, man. The streets loved that dude. And that's the thing. When you get somebody who the streets love and who can be intellectual, they're always a threat. When you get somebody who's intellectual and the streets love them, that's always a problem. And the thing is, when this brother was out there doing his thing during the Mike Brown situation, remember, when Ferguson popped off, the white supremacists started to send all the shea butter Negro minions down there to Ferguson. I've been talking about this for years. And what the shea butter Twitter people did, not only were they smearing people on Twitter, they were smearing people who were out there active in the streets of Ferguson. I've had my issues with them, because when I was out there sending money down there and trying to help the people, the white supremacists sent Shea Butter Twitter to try to smear me and slander me. Y'all remember Netta and D-Ray and that whole crew, the quote-unquote leaders of Black Lives Matter? They went on a whole slander little campaign against me. Netta and all those people on Twitter. And I didn't know them from a can of paint. I'm like, who in the fuck are these people? They just came out the blue. So even then, years ago, I knew Netta and D-Ray and those cats were about the fuckery. I knew that going in, just by the way they came at me out the blue, simply because I was sending money down there to people, helping them. And they were always also trying to smear our brother Darren Seals, those same people. And the thing is, Darren, he wasn't with the bullshit. He knew what their agenda was when they went down there. He didn't like none of those Black Lives Matter folks. He didn't like none of them. And he constantly called them out because he knew what the agenda was from day one. He knew that they were coming out there to dissipate the energy. He knew that they were out there to kind of deflect away from what was really going on. He did not like D-Ray. He did not like Netta. He was one of the people who called D-Ray and Netta out for skimming money from the people down there. This is well documented. It's all on his brother's page. Remember when we did the same thing? Y'all go back and listen to the archives right on my live Ustream show. We were calling Netta and those guys out for being accused of skimming money out there. And they were doing all of this sucker shit out there. And the people of Ferguson, who I was clicked in with, and I was clicked in with a lot of good people out there, not only on the streets, but a lot of the politicians, we were out there working with them directly. A lot of the Black Lives Matter folks went down there to hop in front of the camera and really start deflecting from everything. They went out there deflecting from everything, and the real people saw what it was. And Darren, in particular, was very offended by that. And there was a situation where Darren actually slapped the shit out of D-Ray. I mean, he physically slapped him. That's how real Darren was. Darren slapped the fuck out of D-Ray. He said he didn't beat his ass. He just slapped him because he's like, D-Ray, soft. I'm not going to beat him up. I'm going to let him know that the fuck shit is not welcome down here. That's why I've always told y'all, the people in Ferguson and St. Louis, they don't really fuck with Netta and D-Ray like that. Nobody on the streets fuck with those dudes. All those people who they keep saying is Black Lives Matter leaders. Nobody black really fucks with them. You ask anybody who's from that area, they don't rock with them, D-Ray and Netta and those folks like that. They never did. And I'm not trying to shit on D-Ray and Netta because, look, we're all in the same situation. But we need to know who's who and what's what. And I've been telling y'all that D-Ray and Netta and those people were sent by the white supremacists down there. My man Darren knew, and other people knew from day one. And all of this is proven now. Hell, those WikiLeaks documents that were leaked from the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, those documents got D-Ray's name all up in there, man. Google that. Those documents got D-Ray's name all up in it, man. No, nobody was shocked how they're vetting D-Ray. And nobody was shocked. We knew what the deal was. Nobody was shocked. But my dude, Darren, because he lived down there, he took great offense to the bullshit. He took offense to it. And a lot of the Shea Butters were harassing the brother online. Fraud Anista Jones, who I've been warning y'all about for years, she was harassing the brother online. One of the Shea Butters in particular, Brittany Farrell. This is a doozy. This Brittany Farrell, she was another one who ran down there to Ferguson, hopping in front of the camera, funded by the white supremacists, going down there for the sole purpose of taking the focus off of white supremacy and the beating of black people and focusing on lesbian and gay issues. Not only was D-Ray sent down there for that, look out for that Brittany Farrell chick. She's one of these Shea Butter Twitter minions who've talked greasy about me online. Now, this Brittany Farrell, her Twitter name was Badula Oblongata. She was getting into it with my man Darren, because Darren saw her shit from a mile away. And this Brittany Farrell chick, she went down there, and there was a big story in the media, and y'all look this up, how she met her wife in Ferguson. So they ended up getting married, and there was a big thing about them, two lesbians meeting in Ferguson, and they got married. Google this. So this Brittany chick, who was sent down there by the white supremacists to attack any real activist, this woman has so many fun pages up, money pages, like GoFundMe pages and crowdfunding pages, where it's documented where this woman got thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. We found all of this out. We posted that shit all up on Twitter. So this is how they get down. The white supremacists send them down there to do their dirty work, and then these people start creating these crowdfunding pages, and that's how they get some of their money. See, that's the hustle. they'll go down there and get arrested deliberately, just like D-Ray did that fake arrest out there in Baton Rouge, and then open up a GoFundMe page. Hey, y'all, I got arrested and I'm gay and I need some money to get up out of jail and help me with my legal fees. See, that's one of the cons right there. So they've been using black suffering as a way to push the gay agenda, and that's been orchestrated by the white supremacists, and brothers out here in the streets are calling that out. We don't need you dissipating the movement, talking about intersectionality, and we getting our brains blown out here because you helping the white supremacists make money and they're kicking you down a couple of dollars too. So Darren was one of those people who was adamantly against that shit because he lives in that area and he has to deal with the police brutality there and the corruption there when all the Gay Lives Matter people leave after they didn't skim money from everybody. So that Britney chick, she was talking greasy. Yeah, fuck him, fuck Darren Seals. That's why I think black men are trash. She's one of them. They're always trashing black men. And we put up the tweets of her saying this. And she said something to the effect, well, I'd be so glad Darren Seals, he's trash. And I'd be glad when we be able to drag him through the streets. So she's sending out threats to this brother. Smearing this brother. Again, that's a tactic that the white supremacists will use, getting their Negro shea butter minions to slander brothers and sisters before they harm them. So now this woman has sat up here and slandered this brother, saying that she hopes that he gets dragged in the street and all this. Now this brother dies and gets killed. This brother gets killed. And now folks are looking at her sideways, and you know her little punk ass deleted her Twitter page. She deleted her Twitter page today. Well, don't hide now, because we still got all your tweets, Brittany. We got all your tweets. See, we got to stop playing this little sucker-ass game with these little shea butter minions of white supremacy, man. This shit is getting serious. And we let people up in our mix, and we don't take them seriously, and then we get caught up in the game. I've been warning y'all about these pretend, fake, non-feminists. Shea butter, they are dangerous, and they've been getting dangerous. Now folks are getting whacked behind some of the fuck shit that they're involved in, and I ain't cool with that, because that was a real fucking brother. You see, and that's not the first time that happened. There's another brother who got killed and burned up in a car, another activist. You notice all the real ones, they get attacked and get harmed, but all the shea butter niggas are safe and sound. Nothing happened to them. All the shea butter niggas are safe and fucking sound. I get death threats every fucking day. You know, I've had to beef my security up when I go on tour, because they send their agents my way. So we got to understand the game, man. And we got to understand how we got to keep our eyes open. And another thing, man, with our brother Darren Seals, because Darren, we chopped up some real good game, man. And Darren hit me up. He was like, man, when was this? I'm gonna look at my Twitter, at my DMs, because my brother hit me up one time. I'm gonna tell y'all exactly. I'm looking at it right now, because I posted some of the conversation on my main Twitter feed, but a lot of it I didn't. Now this was earlier, actually. This was this year. My man, hold on, let me double check. My man hit me up. He was like, hey, man, hit me with the DM, man. I got to chop it up with you in the DM. And he was talking about certain people that reached out to him and linked up with him out there in Ferguson. They weren't from Ferguson, but they were somewhere else. But he was telling me about some folks who was reaching out to him, and he was like, yeah, man, I got some people, I got such and such who reached out to me, man. I'm gonna do some work with him, and they want to help out with the community. And he told me who they were, and I said, brother, you don't want to rock with them folks, man. I told him, I said, Darren, you don't want to rock with them folks, man. I suspect those people are being agents, brother. And he kind of blew it off a little bit. He was like, well, you know, no. You know, I think such and such is cool. Yeah, I'm cool with them, and I think they're cool. And I said, brother, that's no. I want you to feel me, but that's no. Brother, I'm telling you, that ain't who you need to hook up with. The fact that they were reaching out to brother, I knew some bullshit was going on. The fact that they were reaching out to him, and I already know their get down. Some of these fake Hotep niggas that I've suspected of being agents, well, I'm damn near sure of it. And I tried to warn Darren about it. And he kept brushing it off a little bit. And I said, all right, man, all right. I ain't going to speak no more on it, brother, but I'm just letting you know some of those folks who's reaching out to you, my man, you know, that's not a good look, man. It's just not a good look. I think they're an agent, man. Now, a few months later, brother ends up goddamn shot and burned in a fucking car, man. Let me tell y'all something, man. Brothers, when y'all reach out for me and y'all want some game and I give it to you, please try your best to listen. I don't just say shit to be saying it, man. And I know a lot of times people make false claims about somebody's being an agent or whatever. I don't do that if it's not without merit. On the real, I don't do that shit if it's not without any kind of merit, man. So if y'all reach out for me for some game, please take heed to that shit. Dude, my third eye, because I've been in the game for a minute, so my third eye can see a little more shit out here. And then sometimes y'all gotta listen to the semi-OG. I don't think I'm an OG yet, but I'm a semi-OG. You know, people like James Smalls, those are the real OGs. I sit at the feet of people like that. But man, I really wish y'all listened, because that's the trick. What they'll do, they'll send two types of agents on you. They'll send, you know, those shea butter type of agents on this side. They'll get you from the front, and then they'll send in a fake Hotep agent from the back. See, they'll send somebody to attack you from the front, and then they'll send somebody right in the back to help you with the people who's attacking you. That's an old trick, man. They did that with the Black Panthers. The original Black Panthers. With the Black Panthers, they were like, yeah, the establishment. Everybody's trying to get at the Panthers. People are trying to infiltrate them. They had all this stuff coming at the Panthers on the front end. And then on the back end, you had these people coming in. Like, there was one dude, this Asian cat. He came in with all the guns. He was like, hey, man, we need to go fight this thing, man. We need to go fight the man. I got access to guns, man. I can bring you guys guns. I'm down. It's always the down rah-rah cat. Sometimes those are the ones you got to watch out for. They pop out of nowhere. They're coming at you. Hey, I can provide you with guns and weapons. And that Asian dude who provided the Black Panthers with all those weapons, his ass turned out to be an agent. You got to watch that, man. They come at you from the front end, from the back end. And again, they were coming at our brother Darren because he was a very well-respected dude out there. The brother had clout. He knew how to go up there to these city council meetings and make noise and chop it up. And you always have to suppress a real grassroots leader that's coming up. Somebody who's respected, they suppress them heavy. They suppress them before they get started. Just like when they were trying to suppress our brother Eric Shepard, those young revolutionary intellectual brothers who are fighting the system. That's why they were trying to get our brother. And that's why we have to look out for our youngins like that, man. That's why I helped my man Eric Shepard out. I wasn't going to let him just let the man go to jail and just get buried in a situation like that. That's why I wanted to put that brother in the spotlight, make him vocal, make him more known, so they can't use it. And, the cloak of darkness to get brothers like that. Because the thing is, because Darren wasn't known nationally, they thought that they can just kind of off this brother and it will slip by. But this, it's become a national story now, because you see all the love and the respect that's pouring out for the brother. So they're talking about it in the national media now. Let me tell you this. There were eyewitnesses down there who said, they said they saw a black dude with dreads in his truck. Then they said they saw a white dude come up and set the truck on fire. This is what some eyewitnesses said, because they're doing some very sloppy investigating over my man Darren's murder. There were some people out there, and y'all can see this online. I can post it up on my Twitter feed. There were some people who came out there, and there's still gun casings all around the crime scene. I'm like, what kind of damn crime scene investigation was this where they leave all this evidence and there's shell casings from bullets that the people are picking up and showing off online? They're like, look at this shit. There's still shell casings out here. So when that happens, man, you know, law enforcement, somehow, they're somehow in it. They're somehow complicit. Now, there's some white supremacists who's trying to be opportunistic. They're trying to jump on here talking about, so, hey, man, these people are saying that Black Lives Matter committed a murder. No, we ain't saying that. I ain't saying no Black Lives Matter committed no murder. I am not saying that. No, absolutely not. No, I ain't saying that at all, because most of the dudes in Black Lives Matter are these Gay Lives Matter dudes, so these niggas ain't about to run up and pull no trigger on nobody. But what they do, they work in concert with the white supremacists to smear people as a way to justify them being harmed. Because if you throw enough dirt on somebody, if something happens to them, people say, well, he had dirt on him. And you can point to the shea butter coons and bedwinches who write articles and throw salt on them and use that as justification for them being harmed. That's why whenever black people get killed, they pull up some bullshit about them. Well, he had a jail record. Well, he had a traffic ticket. Well, he didn't pay child support. Well, here's an article written by one of our Negro minions who said that he was bad. See, that's all by design. Y'all got to watch these shea butter Twitters and Negro bedwinches and Gay Lives Matter coons out here. This thing is real. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number. Let's chop up game, because I know there's a lot of people who respected that brother, Darren Seals. And I'd like to know, man, the family, reach out to me. Let me know when the funeral is and all that stuff. If anybody in Darren Seals' family can let me know when the funeral is, y'all holler at me. And I'm looking at my Twitter now, and some of the shea butters are mad at me now, which I don't give a damn, because I'm pointing out all those emails and tweets, not emails, but all the tweets where some of Shea Butter Twitter was shitting on our brother. Yeah, I'm posting them shits up. You damn right I'm posting them up, because people need to know about y'all fake feminists out there. What's up? Who's calling?
Clarice McGowan.
Hey, how are
you? From Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, what's on your mind, dear?
Hey, I was sad that I missed you this summer, but I just now opened up a Twitter account.
Okay.
And I just got on there, and I know that you was talking about the Darren Seal case and the fake feminist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, like, really getting into the movement in the last, like, year or so. And not the feminist movement, definitely not that one. But just trying to be more conscious of and more knowledgeable of my black history and being black in America. But my question today was about Darren Seal and the feminist movement. I didn't understand, like, I went on your Twitter account just now, and that's how I got the telephone number. I didn't really understand why the feminists, because I saw a lot of the retweets that you did, and yeah. I'm not familiar with feminists or the feminist movement, but I didn't understand why they are bashing black men so much and why they are not trying to help unite the black community. I didn't understand why it seems like they're more so divisive.
Yes, they are. And let me, the reason why, number one, they're not feminists whatsoever. They pretend to be feminists. Just like our brother Neely Fuller said, you cannot claim something you don't practice. They've done nothing for black women. They've never created a policy for black women. They don't create jobs for black women. They never built nothing for black women. So they pretend to be feminists as a code, and that lets the white supremacists know that they're down to sabotage any kind of black progress for personal gain for them, because their ultimate goal is to get a white mate. That's basically what it is. That's why they love scandal. They love talking about swirling. Their main objective is to get white daddy to give them a pat on the head and a pat on the ass. That's all that is. So we got to know what it is. But thank you for the call, sister.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. They're pretend feminists. They're not black feminists whatsoever. They pretend to be feminists so they can act like shields for the white supremacists. Just like that Amy Schumer, that unfunny white female comedian who stole jokes from Patrice O'Neill, the black comedian. She said some slick shit the other day. Well, a couple of days ago, she tweeted something and immediately took it down. She said something about how black men do the most street harassments. And then she quickly deleted it. Now, understand, the white supremacist feminists, they were the ones who, again, got the Shea Butter Negroes to do all that street campaign, that street harassment campaign for them first, where they would throw black men under the bus. So now the white feminists can come in and create laws that will harm all black people. Remember, Shea Butter Twitter and the pretend black feminists were the ones that were assisting those white supremacists creating those laws and creating those policies, trying to get those laws through, which we told you were going to be detrimental. I told people back in 2013 that they're going to start harming black people, and they're looking for certain laws to justify doing it. And Fraud Anisha Jones and Jameela Lemieux and all of those other Shea Butters, they were the ones in the forefront helping and assisting those white supremacists. These niggas are dangerous, family. Let me get this one. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Big Bro from Compton, Cali.
Man, what's going on, fam? What's going on out there in C, Compton?
Oh, man, everything's all gravy, man. Just sitting out here chilling with the sun go by.
No doubt, no doubt. What block you live on?
I used to live on Santa Fe and Palmer, right in the Santana.
Oh, damn, okay. There you go. Them Santana block niggas. God damn.
Yeah. For real, for real.
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah, man, I was just calling, man. I just seen your Twitter, man, and it's a damn shame, man, where we done lost another brother, man, strong brother.
Real good brother, too, man. Real good brother.
Oh, man, and our people, man, it's sad that we have to do, like you said, man, it's all about me and what I want, and I want to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Real talk, man. But thank you for the call, brother. Let's see who we got. We got somebody in Cleveland here. What's up? Who's calling?
My name is Marzetta. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Marzetta. How are you? Over here sounding like Catwoman. Goddamn, Marzetta.
And that is so sweet of you. Thank you, Tariq. How you doing today?
I'm good, love. What's on your mind?
Well, I just tuned in. I just saw the tweet about the situation with Darren and so much more that's going on across the country. And I just wanted to know what's on and popping in your mind, because you are one of those leaders that I lean on and, you know, will inbox on different various issues, like the one that I'm facing right now with Facebook.
Oh,
for some reason, they want two forms of identification for me. And I've been utilizing this particular name and space for about 6 years. And now all of a sudden they want two forms of identification of governmental form.
Yeah, you know what, sister? That's why I got another app coming in a few days called More Us, because I'm in Facebook jail right now. And
you stay there.
I stay there. I stay there. And also our brother Darren Seals, he was in Facebook jail. He hit me up a few days ago saying that they banned him for some shit.
So look.
They're targeting us, man, and we got to just get our own thing. So I got something coming. I got More Us coming.
Well, good.
Yeah, we're going to just shift to that, and just we're going to leave. We're going to have to get off the Facebook plantation. It's simple as that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, and I thank you for that, because I had envisioned something maybe like our spot or my spot. But, you know, I'll go with your name.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Even better, because
yes,
you got the capital to make it happen.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm not going back groveling. The only reason why, Tariq, I would go back is because on one of my pages I have 5,000 people. On another one I have 1,500. On another group I got 3,000. See, I've been telling people to riot at the polls, and I am the goddess of the hashtag. I describe myself as the crazy lock lady.
Okay.
And yet I tell people, and I go out and I register people 6 days a week out here in Cleveland, Ohio. And in Cuyahoga County, it is imperative that we swing the vote like we normally do, but not like they expect.
Yes, indeed.
You understand?
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Let me get these other calls. Sister, thank you for the call. I had to cut that sister off. She's one of them long-winded sisters. You got to watch out for Catwoman. She is long-winded. My God. That's one of them sisters you can't even make a booty call to. You got to hear that damn mouth after you hit it. You be like, hey, I got to go. No, let me tell you about my day. No, tell me about that shit. Tweet it. Shit. Good sister, though. Good sister. Well, yeah, my brother Darren said that, you know, they banned his page because of some stuff he posted, man. So it's heavy out here, man. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Max Sharon with the Mob from Northeast Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to call and give a shout out. I'm not going to hold the lineup for the week. Me and my cousin Bang right here sitting up here chopping it up, listening to you all the time. The Mac lessons, I appreciate that shit, man, and keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I got hidden covers 1, 2, 3, and 4. And, man, that's what's up, man. Real talk. I can't believe I got through, but
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. Now, where you from originally? The Bay?
No, I'm from Northeast Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Man, what's going on up there in Oregon right now?
Man, you know what? I need to get something together and, bring you up here, but I'll get at you later on.
No
I got
doubt.
your address and shit and all that to get at you. I'll do that. But, I just wanted to call, give a shout out. I ain't going to tie the lines up. Love what you're doing, the Mac lessons, all that shit. And, man, I'm... keep doing what you do. I'm trying to wake niggas up, but some of them is just simping out here, man. They just don't want to hear it, like you say.
Exactly.
Some of these niggas just want to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm gone, man. I ain't going to hold it up.
Yeah,
good looking out. I just wanted to give a shout out, man. Much love and respect.
Thanks,
good looking, man.
Thanks, fam. Yeah, fuck all that. We can't be waking people up. We passed that, trying to force people to wake up, and they got all types of trolls and minions and shea butters out here trying to get at us, man. It's too late in the day. I ain't trying to wake nobody up. I want people who's already on the team. And that's the thing, family. We got to watch out. Whenever there's some type of tragedy or whatever, just like one of my man, not even a tragedy, but some type of national attention to black causes, they will always try to dissipate the energy. Just like my brother Colin Kaepernick, man. Just like Cap. And again, we were tweeting the other day, we were chopping it up. But with Colin, man, Colin is making a stand, and it's taking root now. People are buying this brother's jerseys left and right. The Colin Kaepernick jerseys, man, the top-selling NFL jersey. Man, everybody around the world, a lot of people are getting on board with the brother, man. My man, he kept his head up. He didn't let the white supremacists falter him with all of their threats and all their bullshit. And now that his movement is catching on, not just nationwide, but globally. Now the white supremacists, they're trying to dissipate it. There was a female athlete who, she did the same thing. She kneeled for the Pledge of Allegiance. Somebody in the chat room help me with this lady's name. This white woman, she kneeled for the Pledge of Allegiance. And then she started talking about, since she's gay, she can identify with oppression. Here they go. There they go. See, you got to watch them. They'll play chess with us. They'll do something and use that and take the energy somewhere else. They'll take something we started, and then all of a sudden, Megan Rapinoe, that's her name. What's her name, family? So, yeah, they'll take our movement and then go run the other way with it. Take it somewhere else. She's a soccer player, right? Megan Rapinoe, that's her name. They'll hijack the energy. And we got to watch out for the coons that's in the NFL and all of these well-known sports coons. Did Terrell Owens say something real slick? I think Terrell Owens said something slick and then deleted what he said. Notice most of the black athletes who say something slick are these niggas who chase white women for a living. These niggas who chase white women for a living, they always saying something slick about Brother Kaepernick. Terrell Owens said, he said something about, yeah, old sissy boy Colin, something he said, he should have stood up, some coon shit. Now, Terrell Owens knows better. He said something about Colin was crying. The NFL, man, it seems like they make a motherfucker a coon in the NFL, man. When this is the new NFL song right here. This is for the NFL. This is for Terrell Owens, Derry Rice, all these NFL dudes right here.
The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night.
The coons come out.
The coons come out at night.
That's for y'all, NFL.
The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night.
The coons come out. That's for y'all, T.O.
The coons come out at night.
Because it's the cooning. The cooning is just ridiculous at this point with these niggas who are scared and trying to distance themselves from Collins' movement, man. It's getting really sad out there, man. Let me get one more call before I get out of here, man. One more call. What's up? Who's calling?
What up?
What's up? Who is this?
It's Pat from the 864.
All right. What's on your mind, Pat?
Hey, I was just on your Twitter, man. You see all these Gay Lives Matter dudes or Black Lives Matter dudes, the gays coming out trying to get at you?
Yeah. Because I called out one of the Shea Butter Twitter, so I got like, oh, there's a whole rainbow on my damn timeline. All these Gay Lives Matter dudes. Dr. Cornell Fresh, I'm gonna name some of them. He's a Gay Lives Matter dude. There's a whole bunch of them, man. They on there just twirling.
All of them got them flowers on their head.
Yeah, these niggas be having thought filters on their goddamn pictures, man. I'm like, what nigga has a fucking thought filter on his picture? But yeah, that's what it is, and they supposed to be mad, and I told them to call up. I don't run from niggas, especially moist niggas. They can call up and say what they gotta say, because these niggas are some of the biggest minions of white supremacy too.
I appreciate you, Tyreek. Play that coon song one more time for the NFL.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, and I've welcomed some of y'all Gay Lives Matter dudes who roll with the Shea Butter Twitters and Jamila Lemieux and all of the fraudinistas out there. I've offered you guys to call up if y'all got a problem. Let me get, there's a lot of folks calling here. Let me see who else we got. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tyreek, it's Javon from Philly.
Hey, what's up, Javon from Philly? What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I did some research on that Colin Kaepernick thing, and it was actually a brother named Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf in the 90s, and he did an Islamic prayer in the middle of the national anthem, and the NBA basically blackballed him.
Oh, damn.
You know, and I feel as though that we are like the lineage of like the Muhammad Ali's, the Malcolm X's and stuff like that. And you know, they just want us to go away from all that.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel as though like, damn, for real, if either one of them was living, like, just at least one, a lot of this stuff would be different. Like,
yeah.
Had Martin Malcolm.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, brother. Shit, you ain't going to just babble. Now, y'all get your thoughts together. Goddamn. Y'all know I don't like motherfuckers babbling. I understand. Sometimes y'all get on the air. There's thousands of people listening. Y'all don't know what to say. Y'all better get to the damn point. Goddamn. Y'all know I don't like all that babbling. And I'm looking at my Twitter. There's another nigga who's caping for the Shea Butter Twitter. Kid Noble. That's his Twitter name, Captain Jake Ballard. What's up, nigga? It's this moist nigga with a big beard. You know how sometimes moist niggas grow these big-ass beards, and this nigga beard look like it has some semen stains in his beard. Kid Noble, wipe your beard off, nigga. I want some Shea Butters to call up. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? I want some Shea Butters to call up, too, because I hear you going in all the time. I'm like, damn, your lines is always open, but they never call.
Yeah, real talk. They got a lot of gangster rah-rah shit to say on the Twitter. They get Twitter fingers, but, you know, their little fingers get a little achy when it's time to call up. You dig?
Yeah, man, I love it. I love watching your Twitter timeline, watching you go back and forth. But you know what? I was checking out a guy named Anthony Pryor. I think he wrote a book on like the NFL and like being like a slave plantation. And you know he goes in and he breaks it down. And I'm wondering, with all that cooning in the NFL, is it because these guys' contracts aren't like you know sealed and dealed and locked away? So they know that. Some contracts can easily be gotten rid of. You think that's the reason?
Yeah, that's what it is. They start threatening their money, and they you know let them know, hey man, a nigga, if you get out of line, we're gonna send you right back to the projects with your single mother. They dangle that money over niggas. We're gonna take these white women from you, nigga. So you better act right. That's why the most vocal niggas who's against Kaepernick are these niggas who's laying up with these fucking white women all the goddamn time.
Now, Tariq, now you hit on something. The
yes,
guy
sir.
Anthony Pryor, who wrote the book, that's what he basically said. He talked how greasy these GMs and these coaches talk to these brothers. Like, you know, if it wasn't for us, you niggas to be back in the projects or in prison. And this is how they come at them. It's real deep.
Oh, I got to get that. Now, what's the name of his book?
You know what? Just type in Anthony Pryor. He did a show with WT Renegade. So if you if you don't get the book, just type in Anthony Pryor. And matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send it to your Twitter.
No doubt. Good looking out on that, man. Good looking out. All right, fam. Yeah, I'm looking at my timeline. You got some of the Shea Butter Twitters. One of the Shea Butter Twitters. Let me give y'all her name. She said she's telling people to report me, because I'm calling them out for them shitting on our brother who just got executed. You goddamn right I'm calling y'all out. All of y'all people who shitted on my brother who got fucking executed. There's no love now. There was no love before. There's really no love now. This chick, Sydney A. Auntie Alma. That's her. She's blocked on my timeline. But she says, please report Tariq for targeted harassment against women on Twitter. I ain't harassing shit. Her name is Sydney A. on Twitter. That's her timeline name. Yeah, people need to know who you folks are shitting on folks, and folks end up getting killed, and y'all behind some of the fuck shit. Not cool at all. Anyway, y'all, wait, we got somebody in the St. Louis calling, look like. What's up, who's calling?
What's going on, it's D from St. Louis.
Hey man, what's on your mind, fam?
Man, I'm out here, you know, I was posted a few things about D.C. One of my great people I met when doing the Ferguson thing.
Yo.
And my main thing about calling is letting everybody know that St. Louis County Police Department will not investigate this. We need to stay on them.
Yeah.
We need to do everything we can. I went to the crime scene last night probably about midnight. You know, they still had candles burning. But you still see evidence still out there.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah, man, that's the sloppiest damn crime scene I've ever seen. I ain't never seen a crime scene where they leave bullet casings.
Yeah, Professor, his car was still on the ground. So, you know, I mean, I met the brother doing the Ferguson thing. I'm out there, can't hold down when they, you know, everything kicked off. The Black Lives Matter people came in and took all the money, and I'm glad you were stolen some of these people, especially some of these chicks that want to be dudes is out here stealing money. And people don't know about the whole, the back, you know, what happened underneath, you know, the whole story.
Wow.
But it's so much down here. Everybody needs to stay on top of this because, hey, he was a good brother.
Real good brother.
Doing positive things.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed, man. But good looking out, man. Thanks for the call, fam. Oh, man. Oh, I see some of y'all sending me fraud Anista Jones. Don't y'all don't have to add me with none of her fuck shit. Y'all know she's on her shit. That fraud, fake, pretend feminist, Feminista Jones. She's on her bullshit now. I see her saying her stupid shit, talking about people threatening her, and she's one of the main ones rocking with the white supremacist. Anyway, y'all follow me on Twitter, man. Twitter @Tariq Nasheed, because we're going to discuss this ongoing on Twitter. We're not going to let our brother just die in vain like that with all these people now ducking and dodging and hiding and deleting tweets after they done shitted on this brother and smeared this brother. Now this brother gets executed and people are deleting tweets and deleting their accounts and all of these fake fucking shea butter coonettes out here are still low-key talking greasy about brother, man. That's the thing I don't rock with. Some of these shea butter fake feminists, they were talking greasy about our sister Frances Cress Welsing too when she died. That shows you they don't give a shit about black folks. And it's not just black men. It's black people, period, that they have vitriol for. All right. And y'all stay in the chat room. I'm going to play some music and y'all can just get y'all groove on in the chat room and still chop up game in the chat room, fam. All right. So we up out of here.